Be Tu B'Shvat, everybody. Today is Tu B'Shvat, so I figured we would talk about what's the halach of Tu B'Shvat. What do you have to do on Tu B'Shvat? You don't say tachnun and you don't fast. That's all the halachas of Tu B'Shvat, as far as we're concerned. I mean, it is the Rosh Hashanah Lilanus, and that has major ramifications for Trumas and Maestros and things like that. But it doesn't really have, you don't have to go wishing happy birthday to every tree you see or anything like that. So there is a minhag that many people have, not a halacha, but a minhag that many people have to eat unique fruits on Tu B'Shvat. And when you're eating unique fruits, I remember when I was in elementary school, they used to give us this nasty buxer, which you couldn't even bite at all. Kids would throw it across the room and see it shatter into like 1,000 pieces. So when you eat unique fruits, there is a din of shechianu. So the question is I want to discuss today what the parameters of this requirement of saying shechianu on new fruits are. Most of the time we don't do it on Tu B'Shvat. When do we really say a bracha on a new fruit? On the second night of Rosh Hashanah. That's typically when we say the shechianu. Chazal were misakin bracha shechianu on the simcha that a person feels when a new fruit sprouts. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Chaf Hei, Sifkat Nyud. But the post can point out that even if nowadays fruits isn't what does it for you, it's not what gives you simcha, you could see all the new fruits in the world and it doesn't make you any happier. Nevertheless, most posts can assume that once Chazal were koveya, that's what the bracha of Shechianu is on, we say a bracha of Shechianu when there is a new fruit. Rabbi Abadi in his Tshuvas Ar Yitzchak, Rabbi Simon quotes in Rabbi Abadi's Tshuvas Ar Yitzchak, he writes that he doesn't think that that's true. He thinks that if it doesn't give you any simcha, then there's no Shechianu. The Shechianu you say when you see a new fruit is that it should be giving you a sense of simcha. But in the Sefer Vezos HaBracha, he quotes from Rav Eliashiv that you would still say a Shechianu. There's a mitzvah to eat some of the new fruit and to make a Shechianu in order to give Shevach V'odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he allows these new fruits to come every year and to give us this sort of hana. So although the bracha is really on seeing the fruit, it's not on eating the fruit, but what better way to inspire the bracha than to actually enjoy the fruit? So that's why we eat it. But it's not really a bracha. Let's say you don't like eating the fruit. You don't want to eat the fruit. You're already, you're on a strict diet and you're only allowed 2 servings of fruit a day and you already had both servings of fruit, so you don't want to eat. Still, you would say Shechianu, but l'chadchila, it's best to eat the fruit as well. Now, this bracha is a bracha of reshus. It is not a bracha that one is mechuyev to make, and one would not get punished if one does not say this bracha. So Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Tes, but he says that it's ra'ui not to be mevatel this shechianu. It's appropriate to say this shechianu. That's what Moshe writes in Or Chaim Chelek Simon Mem Gimel Osei, that even though it's reshus, ein lezalzel ulahakel, that it's not something we should take lightly. It's not something we should ignore. If you are allowed to say this bracha, then you should say this bracha. He says, "Kol shekein anu dalei mitzvos," especially those of us who don't have enough mitzvos, and we really need more mitzvos. It's an opportunity for a mitzvah. So why would you pass up a mitzvah to thank and praise Hashem? Now, when do we say this bracha? The minhag is, even though Mikra Din, the bracha is when you see the new fruit, the minhag is that we say the bracha when we eat the new fruit. So if you say the bracha when you eat the new fruit, so then you have to ask yourself, well, when exactly do I say it? Because when I'm eating the fruit, I also have to say a bar priya eitz. So which one comes first? So this is a machlokas haposkim. Many people have the minhag, the berhetiv quotes, simkat and vav, the minhag that many people have, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says is the minhag ha'olam, and the chazanish, and the Sefer Archos Rabbeinu is quoted as having had this minhag, that they first make the bracha on the fruit and then say the shechianu. And certainly there's, as I just mentioned, great gedolei haposkim that hold that there's what to be sameich. But it seems the majority of poskim, prima gadim, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nir Aleph and the Shar Tzion in the Osir Beis, say that no, first you should make the shechianu and then the bar priyetz, because the bar priyetz would otherwise, would the shechianu would then be a hefsik between the bar priyetz and eating the fruit. So you want to make the shechianu first, because the shechianu is really on seeing it, and then the Baruch Priya eats, and then right after the Baruch Priya eats, then you eat the fruit. What if you forgot to say the Shechianu and you already ate it? So you could continue to say the bracha. You could still say the bracha as long as you're continuing to eat the fruit. But once you've finished eating it, then it's too late. Then you're not allowed to say that bracha anymore. Now, if you have a lot of different new fruits in front of you, you're not supposed to say Shechianu on each and every one. the Rav Moshe writes in Rosh Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Siman Pei Zayin, that it's appropriate to say one Shehechiyanu and have in mind all of the different new fruits that you have in front of you. But the bigger issue is, which fruits get this Shehechiyanu? When do we say this, meaning which types of fruit should one say Shehechiyanu on? Yeah, I remember when I was a very young child, when we still lived in Brooklyn, I must have been 6 years old or 7 years old, I remember on Rosh Hashanah, my father said to the fellow that sat next to him in shul, who at that time was like 250 pounds overweight, now he slimmed down a lot, he got moved to much healthier living, but I remember my father said to him, "What did you say Sheikh Yanuel last night?" He said, "An apple." You know, it was so is that okay? Because I haven't eaten an apple in years. So is that okay? Is that something that a person could say a Sheikh Yanu on an apple? What kind of fruits do you say a Sheikh Yanu? So the Shulchan Aruch writes from Reish Chafes of Gimel that we make a Sheikh Yanu on any fruit that's mischadesh mishana l'shana, that it has a season of the year that it grows. It only grows during that season. Otherwise, if it's constantly growing throughout the whole year, then it's not something you would say a Sheikh Yanu, because there's nothing. It's not someach at a specific time. It's not sprouting, it's not coming at a specific time. And therefore, it's only something that comes mishana l'shana. So the Pesukim discuss, and what if it has a semi-annual, is that what you would call it? Biannual or semi-annual? Semi-annual, when it happens twice a year? Twice a year is biannual? Whatever it is, so if it happens twice a year, would you still make a Shehechiyanu? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that even if it happens twice a year, you should make a Shehechiyanu at each time that it's Mischadesh. But many of the Sephardic poskim say that you would only say, the Kaf HaChaim writes that you'd only say it the first time that it's Mischadesh. Now, what if you have very chashva vegetables? Would you say a Shehechiyanu on chashva vegetables? So you would say a Shehechiyanu on chashva vegetables, but again, only if it comes mishana l'shana. So many poskim suggest, the Chayyadam and others suggest, not to make a bracha of Shehechiyanu on vegetables that are not chashuv, and therefore the Chayyadam says, meaning since that's clearly the halacha, that many people do not have the minhag not to say a bracha on most vegetables, even if they do come only once a year, because people don't have that same level of simcha. So we try to reserve the Shehechiyanu for fruits. What if you have a fruit that's not seasonal? Chazal were misakin to say Shehechiyanu on peros or yirakos that are mischadesh mishana l'shana. But peros that grow constantly, even though you only eat from them once a year, so you can't say, I'm going to say Shehechiyanu on an apple because you happen to have not had an apple in 5 years. That doesn't change the nature of the fruit. And the poskim write, the Ramah and Reish Chafei writes, Hu Adin, if you have peros and yirakos that are seasonal, but for some reason they're available all year round to you. Meaning, how are they available all year round? Because we import them from places where it is the season for them, or we freeze them, or whatever. You know, there are ways to preserve, dry them, and therefore they're always available. So if you have fruits that are always available, you would not say a Shehechiyanu. That's what it sounds from the Ramah. Many poskim point out that even on vegetables that are available in the shuk all year round, because we put them in refrigeration or whatever, we import them, you would not make a bracha because there's no simcha. Meaning the whole point again was because of the simcha. So if there's no sense of simcha because you see them every single week, you go to the supermarket, so then you're not going to say a Shehechiyanu. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that you only say Shehechiyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. He says, for that reason, our minhag is we don't say Shehechiyanu on any fruits except for the second night of Rosh Hashanah. In the second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's a halachic reason why we need to say the Shehechiyanu, because there's a suffix whether the yontif gets a Shehechiyanu or not. So the minhag is to potter it with a new fruit, just in case the yontif itself doesn't need a Shehechiyanu. So Moshe says, but that's it. That's the only time we make a Shehechiyanu on new fruits. Otherwise, we would not say a Shehechiyanu on new fruits because they're always available, and therefore we always have to be concerned that maybe it doesn't require a Shehechiyanu, especially since the whole Shehechiyanu is only rishus anyway. It's not a chova. So since it's not an obligation, so we wouldn't say a Shehechiyanu. That's how Rav Moshe writes. So the people people are asking me, all these different dried fruits, should they say Yishachiyanu on the fruits? I thought probably not, that on Tu B'Shvat you shouldn't say Yishachiyanu on the fruits. What if there's a fruit that you never tasted before, you go to a new place and they have a new fruit? So if it's a fruit that comes in once a year and it's available all year to the people who live there, it doesn't come in once a year, it comes in all the time and it's available to the people who live there all year, it sounds from the Mechaber and Simon Reish Chafei Sivav, you would not say Yishachiyanu, even though for you it is brand new. Meaning because the Yishachiyanu is reserved for certain types of fruits. This would not be considered the type of fruit for which we would say a Yishachiyanu. The Bir Halacha in Reish Chafei Sif Aleph quotes that there are those poskim that say not to make a Yishachiyanu on a pre-murkav. If you have a fruit that's grafted, two different types of fruits are grafted together to make a new fruit. Well, what's a good example of that? What do they have? Pears and apples, right? What do they make? Papple, right? They have different. So if you have something like that, you wouldn't make a Yishachiyanu. Why? Because it's made neged ratzon Hashem. Hashem doesn't allow us to make fruits like that. So it's true, once they're made, you're allowed to eat them, but Hashem didn't want it to be made. So you shouldn't say Yishachiyanu that I'm so happy to see this fruit. It's sad to us that we see this fruit. That's what Rav Avadia Yosef writes in Yabi Omer, Chelkei Simin Yates, in the name of many, many Achronim. However, Rav Yaakov Emden in Shelus Yaivitz in Samach Gimel says that you are allowed to make a bracha, and that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says as well. Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains that even though there are two deals quoting the Bir Halacha about this, it sounds that the Bir Halacha is more nota to say that you do say a Yishachiyanu. And the Rav Moshe says, if you have a pre-morkav, better to get another fruit to say the Yishachiyanu on, and have in mind that it should pater that fruit as well. So those are some of the dinim of Yishachiyanu. But Nogei Linyanenu, I think we should probably say like Rav Moshe, that on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you say Yishachiyanu, that's the minhag, and you have an exotic enough fruit that's seasonal, and that you're not used to, and that gives you a certain sense of simcha, because it's such a different kind of fruit. So you try to do that on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, but not the first night. A lot of people think that it's the first night. First night, there's no suffering about the Yishachiyanu. You say Yishachiyanu the first night anyway. But throughout the rest of the year, probably best to not say Yishachiyanu on all sorts of different fruits that you happen to eat. If you eat weird fruits today, a lot of people are under the misconception that it ruins your opportunity to say Yishachiyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. It's not true. That's a long time from now, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, and it's a seasonal fruit that as long as it's a seasonal fruit that you're getting then that gives you a certain sense of simcha, you're allowed to say it then. It doesn't have to be something that you only eat once a year, that you haven't eaten the whole year long. So that's I don't believe there's any such halacha like that. Okay.